Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, setting process priority in Windows. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I'm going to demonstrate how to set the priority and processor affinity of various programs in Windows. This could make your computer run more efficiently if you've got a lot of programs that run in the background that don't need your immediate attention all the time. You can tell Windows to run them at a lower priority and to use fewer processors so that more of your computer's resources can be given over to things you're actually using. For instance, this can be useful if you're using a program to recognize large audio files or encode them or process them. Or I use Kurzweil 1000 to recognize a lot of image files, TIFF files, text image files, and PDF files, for instance. So it can chug along in the background doing that. I don't really care how fast that goes. I would much rather have my computer be responsive while I'm doing email rather than being bogged down with something that I'm waiting to finish. So I've got Kurzweil running in the background. It's minimized. The only way in which you can manipulate these priority settings is if a program is minimized. It will not work on programs that are maximized and running in the foreground. So to get to these menus and dialogues for setting priority and affinity, you need to enter the task manager. I demonstrated how the task manager functioned in a previous tip. Control-Shift-Escape will bring it up.
Windows Task Manager dialog, processes page, process.
And this will bring up all the list of all the processes that are running on your computer, and it should take you immediately into the processes list, into the processes tab of this multi-page dialog box. So I'm going to find, and if it doesn't, you want to go to the processes tab in order to find all these lists. I want to find Kurzweil 1000, so I'm going to hit a K.
Kurzweil 1000.x*32.00.49907.
There you go. And it tells you a bunch of numbers, how much it's using, really. And in order to find these settings, I may be able to go into the system menus and do it, but my preferred way is to go into the context menu. So in order to do that, there are one of three ways. If your keyboard has an applications key on desktops, that's to the left of the right-hand control key. Laptops may have them next to the print screen key on the top, just above the function keys, or you can hit Shift F10.
Context menu, open file location.
So we've got various choices. We want to look for set priority.
End process.
For starters.
End process 3. Debug unavailable. WAC virtualization check. Create dump file. Set priority submenu.
There you go. It is a submenu, so I hit right arrow.
Real time.
And it brings up the list of priority options. You can run it in real time.
High.
High.
Above normal. Normal checked. Below normal. Low.
Let's say I want it on low priority, just for fun.
Leaving menus, Windows Task Manager dialog. Do you want to change the priority of apostrophe Kurzweil 1000.x*32? Changing the priority of certain processes could cause system instability. Change priority button. Processes list view, Kurzweil 1000.x*32.0.
Now, I've changed the priority. It still has me on that same process in the list view, in the list here. And I'm going to go into Set Processor Affinity, which you can get to through that same menu. And this tells Windows how many processor cores should be used. So,
context menu, open file location, end process 3, debug unavailable, WAC virtualization, create dump file, set priority submenu, set affinity dot dot dot.
And lo and behold, set affinity is right below set priority.
Leaving menus, processor affinity dialog, which processors are allowed to run Kurzweil 1000.x*32? Processors list view, not selected, all processors checked, 1 of 9.
And you will have all processors, which is by default, I think, really what's going to be checked. And then you can uncheck that and check just the processors you want to run, like, say, 1 and 2, and then leave all the rest unchecked. So it will run it at an even slower speed if it's something you just want in the background just to hang there. You could even theoretically set to use none, and that would just kind of make it stall out and sit. I don't really think it would do much if no processors were set to run it. So that is the way in which you can change the affinity. I think this only works. These things are only set for the instances of the program. So if you stop the process or shut down the program, that kills that instance of the program. When you start it back up, it's all back to normal in default. So The priority will be set at normal again, and all processors will be selected by default to run the program.
Processes list view Kurzweil 1000 Gold Wave Untitled 1.
So, changing the priority and processor affinity for programs in Windows is simple as that. This is using Windows 7. I think, though, that XP would probably has the same setup. So, thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.